From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Began. A proposed constitutional amendment to raise Missouri's cigarette tax and use the proceeds to fund early childhood education programs will stay on the November ballot. The Missouri Supreme Court yesterday ruled unanimously that there was no requirement to invalidate petition signatures just because the ballot title was later changed. Attorney Jane Duker argued for Amendment 3 before the High Court.
We're 38th in the country on funding early childhood, and that is the wrong way for Missouri. And everyone agrees that our kids are our future, and we have to start investing in them now.
The Missouri Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association blasted the ruling, calling it a scheme by Big Tobacco to raise the state's cigarette tax by more than 700%. The group's president, Ron Leone, is calling on Missourians to vote against the measure in November. A spokesman for a campaign to allow medical marijuana in Missouri says the proposal likely won't go to voters this year. New Approach Missouri spokesman Jack Cardetti said yesterday that a Cole County circuit judge won't count at least some contested petition signatures needed to get the measure on the November 8 ballot. Secretary of State Jason Kander previously said the measure fell about 2,200 signatures short after local election authorities threw out thousands of signed petitions. Issues included registered voters who signed petitions for the wrong county. New Approach Missouri went to court to try to overturn some of those invalidated signatures. Cardetti says Cole County Circuit Judge Daniel Green could rule as early as today. Top officials for Monsanto and Bayer defended their proposed $66 billion merger as a deal that could help American farmers through greater investments in technology. They made the case yesterday to skeptical senators worried the merger could hurt American farmers who are already struggling with lower crop prices and higher seed costs. The combination of the American seed and weed killer and German medicine and farm chemical maker would create a global agricultural and chemical giant with a broad array of products. Farm groups at the hearing testified they're worried about the consequences of a Bayer and Monsanto combination. The head of the National Farmers Union said if approved, the mergers would mean three companies have more than 80% of U.S. corn seed sales and 70% of the global pesticide market. An improvement project for Nifong Park in Columbia is in the works, and the project has received a $125,000 donation pledge from the Columbia Cosmopolitan Luncheon Club. The club is a service club dedicated to fundraising for nonprofits in the Columbia area. The funds will be spread over 5 years. The improvements would include a small shelter near Nifong Lake, parking expansions, the construction of a playground and a fishing dock, and ADA-accessible walkways. Ryan Atkinson is the planner for the project.
We've connected the parking lot from the Boone County Historical Society down to the existing lot and added 72 cars. We've added a playground, a very nice new playground for the area that definitely didn't have one.
The parking lot and playground are already complete, and the remainder of the project is scheduled to be completed by winter 2016. I'm Riley Began, KBIA News, Columbia.